Dear Lord, no matter what trials await us, may we never forget the blessings you have shown us. Help us cling to you as our anchor. Help us remember your steadfast love and faithfulness for us in all things. Amen. Mother Claire began speaking. About 2 days ago, Father had a vision of three angels with trumpets to their mouths, flying in a southward direction. Today he had another vision, but this time it was of a crowd of souls looking up at the sky with their eyes and mouths gaping open wide. He heard them calling out to God desperately for mercy. Ezekiel thinks it was the rapture that caused them to be stunned and cry out. I am not sure what exactly they saw, but there are several possibilities. The government may have removed the mask from Nibiru. One mask is a sun simulator with a black dot in the center. The others are the chemtrails they are constantly spraying the skies with, but I tend to agree with Ezekiel that it is the rapture. My dear family, Russia cares more for her people than we do. They know what's coming, and they have prepared underground bunkers with food and water for when the asteroids hit. And the one big asteroid the Lord told me about 8 years ago. At that time, he told me that in his mercy, he was going to allow it to skim the earth around Puerto Rico rather than hit dead on with the earth. But it is written in Revelation 9, and the fifth angel sounded the trumpet, and I saw a star fall from heaven upon the earth, and there was given to him the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. And the smoke of the pit arose, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened with the smoke of the pit. And from the smoke of the pit there came out locusts upon the earth, and power was given to them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor anything green, nor any tree, but only the men who have not the sign of God on their foreheads. And it was given unto them that they should not kill them, but they should torment them 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. Mother Claire continued, today during the rosary, Ezekiel had another vision. This time he saw the Lord on the cross, and to the right of him was a young girl lying on the ground. She looked beautiful and peaceful and had a crown on her head. Then as Ezekiel looked more closely, he could not see her body, but realized she had been beheaded. My dear ones, I have thought about this long and hard, thinking that perhaps that would be my end on earth if I wasn't raptured, and I came to the conclusion that it wouldn't be so bad. Besides, what a quick trip to heaven, and what rewards await us. Not that I care for them, I just want to be with my Jesus. Lord, have you anything to add? Jesus began, yes, I do. Pay attention to the expression on the face of this martyr. It was angelic because she gave her everything to me, and I accompanied her to the guillotine. She never flinched and was in heaven in glory, celebrating her liberation with the angels and saints in one beat of her heart. And that is the way it will be. In that moment, you will enter in glory with me. So do not fear. You were born for this, and I have given you the strength and integrity to witness to others until the moment of your physical transformation. Beloved ones, I have been with you all your life, and especially at the most critical times. Do you really think I will abandon you at that moment? No, we shall do this together, and you will join the ranks of the martyrs in heaven. What a beautiful conclusion to a life lived for me in the very last moments. Now your life truly begins, and we will be together forever. All your hopes and dreams will come to pass, along with so much more, things you cannot even dream of. We will do this together. Have no fear, my precious ones. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or in their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Revelation 20:4.